right, everybody. We are concluding the first half day here at the European Gold Forum in Zurich, hosted by the Denver Gold Group. And it's going to be a good one. We need to get connected here with Calibre Mining. They do trade on the TSX with CXB and on the OTCQX with CXB. MF, huge news this year as they did go out and acquire the Valentine Gold Project from Marathon Gold. And so that is now in their portfolio, along with ongoing assets in both Nevada and Nicaragua. And I think you also got a project in Washington from that Fiore deal as well. Mm-hmm. So we're going to happy to welcome in Senior VP of Corporate Development and Investor Relations, Mr. Ryan King. Hey, Ryan.
Hello, Trevor.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, I keep on saying, I have conversations about Calibre Mining, and the thing that I always say is, like, you remember New Market? They're doing the same thing. It's New Market 2.0. Is that fair to say?
Well, I'm a little bit more work on Calibre or the New Market 2.0. I think New Market was around for a total of 14 or 15 months from when we took it over to doing a transaction with Kirkland Lake. But, again, you look at the people involved, our chairman, Blaine Johnson, lead director, Doug Forrester, both founders of New Market, both founders of Calibre, looking to build a mid-tier gold producer, a quality mid-tier gold producer. Darren Hall, he was involved with New Market as well as the chief operating officer. And, I give so much credit to Darren for where we're at today because of his vision, because of his expertise, his operating abilities, attention to detail. But then, his culture that he brings and his put to work here in Calibre. So I think we have the foundation, as we've proven now, to build a pretty serious gold-focused mining company. And, I'm really excited about the future with this transformational deal, as I call it, a transformational deal with us, with Marathon, to complete the construction, deliver Valentine, and I think we're into a very prolific camp there at this Valentine project. So I think we have the right people, a very enthusiastic group there in Newfoundland. And so I think we definitely have the potential to replicate what we've done in the past with regards to successful transactions and leadership like we did with Newmarket.
Tell me more about this acquisition of Marathon and the Valentine project, the timing of it all. I mean, the bear market was harsh on a lot of people, and I think the Valentine project, some of that, I don't know, dirty laundry did come out. And then here comes Calibre knocking at the door. You're doing a very interesting deal, not only to bring the project into your own portfolio, but to kind of clear things up financially with the project. Tell me about the timing, what it took to get that deal done, and really what had to be cleaned up and how difficult that was.
Well, we were the beneficiaries, or we are the beneficiaries of a company that decided, a junior developer, junior explorer with no cash flow, that decided to make the transition to become a miner in a difficult market environment, right?
Yeah.
Was it 2022, Marathon raised a significant amount of equity at what appeared to be a fairly low valuation. I think they did around $1.10. $1.20, a number of their shareholders were not happy with that decision. They took on a Sprott Resource lending facility and decided to progress to construction. Some viewed that maybe at that time they should have paused and continued to explore along a multi-kilometer, very prospective trend. That, as of today, right now, only about 6 kilometers of that 32-kilometer Valentine Lake shear zone has resources on it and has really been tested with the drill bit. So there's a significant amount of potential there. I mean, a number of various geologists, very well-known geologists, I think we're sitting on multi-million ounces beyond the 5 million ounces that has currently been defined. And We believe there's really good potential in this orogenic gold deposit beyond what is there now. And I think once we get through the build, I mean, we're doing a small exploration program this year, a modest 8,000 to 10,000 meters of drilling, but a plethora of target identification, not only on the Valentine Shear, but there is a parallel shear zone on the other side of the intrusive body that is about 30 kilometers long as well that has never seen any exploration on it. So very exciting for that to come to light as well. So this year it's a big program of target identification, basically RAB and Winkey drilling across the whole property, where you can go through the bog or till material to get bedrock. Mm-hmm. And you know, this project so far has, as I mentioned, outlined 5 million ounces, and there's a couple of key geologists that have been on this project for many, many years. And essentially, when they get into quartz tourmaline pyrite, that's the host rock, when they get into that type of material, they know they're into a gold a deposit or a gold system. And there's QTP across the whole property that has been, in some cases, outcropping, in some cases identified through mapping and sampling. So there's a pretty good chance, I think, that we'll have success with the drill bit. Now, it doesn't happen overnight, but really excited about the potential there. So kind of going back to 2022 when Marathon decided to do that in a tougher market environment, you know, gold fluctuating, I guess it was, went down to about 1630, right? And so equity markets were shut. There was very few, if any, financings happening. And you know, when we started to identify this, I mean, Calibre had been looking at producing opportunities to merge our entity with another producing opportunity, and that didn't come to fruition. Whether it be social issues that got in the way, or whether it be valuations that didn't fit, a number of reasons. But we then went and looked a tier down at companies that were developing assets in various jurisdictions, and this is how we came across Marathon, because, you know, Marathon had made the decision to go into construction in Q3 of that year and had a full year of construction under their belt. There had been some cost tensions. There had been a small scope change, and I think they added about $40-50 million to the CapEx. And but unfortunately, in the summer of 23, last summer, is really when it started to increase our attention and be on our radar screen, because it was recognized that they needed some more capital mm-hmm. to complete the project. And at the time, Calibre was sitting on a great position. You know, last year we gave guidance of 250,000 to 275,000 ounces of production. We met and actually beat that with 283,000 ounces last year. And in Q3 of last year, before we announced the deal, we had just under $100 million in cash and no debt. So a very clean balance sheet, well-run business. And we were looking at accretive ways that we could deploy that cash.
Yeah.
And so this became a really a win-win situation, whereby they needed cash and we needed diversification, right? We were predominantly in Central America, a small amount of production coming out of Nevada, but this was really an opportunity where, A, they needed some cash and probably some operating expertise, and we needed diversification. So when we look at the re-rating of putting these two businesses together, we could present a very compelling opportunity to their management team and their board, in that this made sense. Because you could see a re-rating going from a junior to a mid-tier as a diversified business, with 60% of our NAV now being in North America. And we're seeing the uptick in that now.
Yeah.
Of course, we approached them with a private placement for a couple of reasons. I mean, they needed the capital, but also we wanted to see the continuation of the project without interruption. And there was threat of that at the time.
Mm.
So this allowed, this private placement, 40 million Canadian, 30 million US, allowed for continuation. And then, of course, we closed the deal in January. But there was a fair amount of due diligence that went into this, from a financial tax, a resource reserve, you know, all the aspects of capital that went into this. And, you know, fortunately on our team, we have Tom Gallo, who's Senior Vice President of Growth and Strategy. And Tom was an analyst at Canaccord for a number of years, and this was on his radar. It was under his research coverage. So he was aware of this, and he knew quite a bit about the project before we really started to dig in. So he was very helpful in the identification, but also through the due diligence process. And of course, we brought in a number of consultants. So we were able to act quickly. We were able to provide a need quickly, that private placement that supported their business, and then demonstrate to that team that there was a real re-rate that could make a lot of sense for their shareholders as well as our shareholders and mutually benefit each other.
You had the benefit of having a healthy bank account at the time. And so with that private placement, that $40 million, tell me where that came from. Did you just use your current bank account for that private placement right away? I mean, that's almost not necessarily half, but pretty dang close to it.
Well, we were sitting at 97 at the time, right? 97 million. So yeah, it was a pretty decent chunk towards the business. I think at the time it gave us around 16% of Marathon. So we would have become the largest shareholder.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, announced at the same time as the transaction to merge the two businesses together. Right. So it wasn't a private placement. And then a couple of weeks later, we announced a transaction to merge the companies. We did this simultaneously. And yeah, it came directly off of our balance sheet, a cash position. We didn't do any initial raising or borrowing for that. We had the cash. We were generating good free cash as well at the time. And going into Q4, which was at the time anticipated to be our best quarter of the year, we felt pretty strong about going ahead. In fact, in Q4 of last year, it was our strongest quarter. It was a record quarter of over 75,000 ounces of production.
Yeah.
So in light of that, after all of that private placement, et cetera, we ended the year with $86 million in cash, U.S.
Wow. Well done. You know, it's interesting because Valentine was always kind of pictured as a tier one project. It met that threshold of 5 million ounces, you know, whatever subjective thing you want to label a tier one deposit or a project, you know, it met 5 million ounces. So I would say that's a tier one project for sure. You bring that into your portfolio and all of a sudden with that tier one, it takes these other projects in Nicaragua and Nevada. And all of a sudden you're in a couple of years time, less than you look to be producing 500,000 ounces of gold per year. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could still classify as a mid-tier gold producer, but if you get a tier one deposit, I mean, doesn't that put you right up there with the big boys as far as, you know, cash flow?
Oh, sure. I would 100% agree with you on classifying this as tier one. And the way I look at it is location, you know, from a geopolitical perspective, not only a geological setting, but we're in Canada, in Newfoundland.
Right.
You know, according to the 2022 feasibility study, this is around $1,000 all-in sustaining cost, whether you believe that or not. Based on the study, that's what it is. And sure, there's inflationary pressures, so it'll probably be a bit more. And then you're sitting on a 5 million ounce, all categories deposit, right? So about 2.7 million ounces in reserve, 4 million ounces in measured and indicated, and 1 million ounces of inferred. And this doesn't include areas like there's a zone called it's been called the Frank Zone, which is about a kilometer south of the Leprechaun Pit, along the Valentine Shear Zone. That's got a number of drill holes into it. We just announced a few more at the end of based on 2023, but they just announced them in February, which intercepted, you know, 3 grams over 14 meters, et cetera, like that. So near surface, so demonstrating that there is some very attractive low-hanging fruit from an exploration perspective. And these orogenic gold deposits, you know, analogous to things in Timmins, as well as Val d'Or or Sigma Lamac, for example, very similar, maybe not age, but rock type. Mm-hmm. You know, quartz, tourmaline, pyrite, etc. So I agree with you when you say tier one because of a location, because of the cost profile, and because of, you know, this geological setting is very untapped. This is going to be a gold camp, I believe. And I believe that there's a very good chance of finding another or multiple other gold deposits, open pit and underground. You know, we put out a press release a couple of weeks ago that showed intercepts underneath the bottom of the pits. Mm-hmm. And this was the resource pit shell, not the reserve pit shell. So the resource pit shell showed incredible grades and widths right underneath at the bottom of the pit that demonstrates that, you know, with some more drilling and better understanding, I'm sure there's probably an underground mine there, or maybe it pulls the pits further. We don't know.
Right, right.
So I think the deepest hole at Marathon goes down about a kilometer, and I think in that hole or one of those holes, they hit 150 grams over 3.5 meters. So some good potential
here. Yeah, there's something there for sure. You did a really interesting bot deal, $100 million. Obviously, that's going to help with getting this thing, the construction done. Does that get you over the line to get this thing built mm-hmm. and in that pre-commissioning phase and getting ready to mine and stockpile?
Yeah, so, you know, this, so Bank of Montreal, it was a bot deal by Bank of Montreal for $100 million Canadian. You know, Calibre wasn't actually out looking for financing. You know, we had been thinking about a prepay. So we did do a $60 million prepay, about 8% of our 2024 production. So a short-term, small amount of our production, locked that in. I mean, in my mind, a prudent business decision, given you're building a major open pit mine. And then we got the knock on the door for, we've got significant demand for a $100 million bought deal. And, you know, you never know what the gold price is going to do, you know.
Right.
I don't have a crystal ball, and many people don't have crystal balls. Yes, we all believe, and especially all of us that are in this space would like to believe that the metal we're mining is going higher, but we don't know. We don't know. And although we're getting a better handle on all the capital cost and details of this project, and we have a fairly good understanding, getting a better and better understanding as we have it, you know, longer and longer, you just want to put yourself in a very secure and secure position such that you can deliver on your commitments. And, you know, sometimes there's over, sometimes there's under. So I feel like we're in a very good position now, fully funded on Valentine, but fully funded across the asset base, right? We're investing $40 to $50 million this year in Nicaragua on growth projects to bring on organic new pits into the pipeline. We're doing, I think it's $25 to $30 million of exploration across all assets this year, right? So, you know, there's general working purposes and investments across all of our assets that we just want to maintain a very healthy cash balance. Because we're, you know, as you said, you know, we're getting into a category of mid-tiers and intermediate gold producers here now. So we just want to take cautious but prudent business decisions going forward. But also, you know, also we're taking steps to build a bigger business by diversifying into Canada and then building this major mine, right?
So how is construction going?
Really well. You know, we've recently announced Jason Sear, VP of Operations for Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So key hires.
Right.
Andre Morneau, process plant manager. I think we're getting very close to getting some key superintendents on the ground. We've got mills on site now,
okay.
Motors in Newfoundland. So critical items are on the island. Feeling very good about the schedule right now. I think we're 61-62% through construction. We've recently announced the award of a contract to Reliable Controls Corporation, RCC, to do all of our pre-commissioning, which is a critical step. Working through debugging all aspects and customization of how this operation will run. So well ahead, getting in front of that and making sure that they dovetail well with the projects team, the operations team with Jason and such. So as of right now, things are going well. I would anticipate to have a thorough project update, you know, CapEx rebaselining the project sometime in May.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that'll give us a sufficient amount of time to really understand what we've got, understand all the elements of CapEx, and be through probably 65% of construction. All the major earthworks are done. which is critical, and that was critical for us in the due diligence, as well as, you know, through the earthworks process, you can have some pretty big capital cost blowouts because of geotechnical engineering mistakes that happen. And fortunately, this was not one of them. So the starter dam is in place. Third party engineers signed off on that. So yeah, no, we're feeling quite good about the progress that's being made, the new hires that are coming on, you know, stockpiling ore now or mining at different pits. So things are going well.
Good. Good. Happy to hear. I love the deal. Obviously, I've been a shareholder of Calibre. In the past, I had been a shareholder of Marathon. I do think that's a fantastic project. So I was delighted to see it went into good hands, if I may say so myself.
Thank you, Ryan,
thanks for that update. There's a lot going in. Really exciting year for Calibre. I mean, not only on the rising gold price and just the sheer amount of upside with the production out of Nicaragua and Nevada, but now you add on Valentine, and oh man, if we have a continued bullish couple of years, this is going to look pretty interesting.
For sure.
Yep. That's your update from Calibre Mining, everybody. They do trade on the TSX with the symbol CXB and on the OTCQX with CXBMF.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.